Good afternoon. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the midday news. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to interact with India's contingent to Asian Games in New Delhi this afternoon. Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh hold talks with his Italian counterpart Guido Crosetto in Rome. The two countries sign agreements to promote defence cooperation. Women and Child Development Minister Smriti Irani launches protocol for management of malnutrition in children to combat acute malnutrition. Over 18 lakh accounts under Mahila Samman Savings Certificate opened within 6 months of its launch, over 11,000 crore rupees deposited. Israel claims to have secured its border with Gaza after breach on Sunday. And in ICC Cricket World Cup, match between England and Bangladesh underway in Dharamshala. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will interact and address this afternoon the contingent of Indian athletes who participated in the Asian Games. He will host the sportspersons in New Delhi for their outstanding achievement at the Asian Games and to motivate them for future competitions. India won a total of 107 medals, including 28 gold medals, in Asian Games, concluded on Sunday. This is India's best performance in the Asian Games in terms of total number of medals won. Congratulating the Indian contingent on their phenomenal achievement, the Prime Minister said every awe-inspiring performance has made history and filled the hearts of countrymen with pride. The program will be attended by the athletes of the Indian contingent for the Asian Games, their coaches, officials from the Indian Olympic Association and representatives of the national sports federations. Minister for Tribal Affairs Arjun Munda, who is also the President of the Archery Association of India, felicitated Asian Games medal winners of the archery team, their coaches and the support staff. The team won a record 9 medals in the recently concluded games. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Munda said there were 16 players in the archery contingent and almost all of them won medals in the mixed team and individual event, which is historic.
यह क्षण नए पाथे को निर्धारित करने वाला है कि आने वाले दिनों में इस देश में खिलाड़ी ऐसे जीत के माध्यम से प्रेरणा लेते हुए भारत को इस संकल्प के साथ आगे बढ़ाने में सफल होंगे कि हर खेल में जीतेगा भारत पूरे ऑर्गेनाइज वे में खेल मंत्रालय और खासकर कुछ क्षेत्रों में ट्राइबल अफेयर्स जनजातीय मंत्रालय मिलकर के काम कर रहा है इसके साथ हम टैलेंट हंट के साथ कैसे खिलाड़ियों को अंदर से जंगलों के बीच से ऐसे गांव से लेकर के सामने आ रहे हैं जो दुनिया के फलक पर दिखाई दे रहा है
रक्षा मंत्री राजनाथ सिंह हेल्ड टॉक्स विद हिज इटालियन काउंटरपार्ट ग्वीडो क्रोसेटो इन रोम ऑन द फर्स्ट डे ऑफ हिज ऑफिशियल विजिट टू इटली यस्टरडे बोथ द लीडर्स डिस्कस्ड अपॉर्चुनिटीज इन डिफेंस इंडस्ट्रियल कोऑपरेशन एंड एन एग्रीमेंट वाज साइंड टू प्रमोट डिफेंस कोऑपरेशन बिटवीन द टू कंट्रीज Mr. Singh suggested to foster the interaction of the Indian startups with the Italian defence companies. An agreement was signed. According to the Defence Ministry, both sides also discussed training, sharing of information, maritime exercises and maritime security under a host of defence cooperation issues. It said agreement on cooperation in the defence includes security and defence policy, research and development, education in military field, maritime domain awareness, sharing of defence information and industrial cooperation. It also includes co-development, co-production and setting up of joint ventures. Union Finance and Corporate Affairs Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has embarked on an official visit to Marrakesh, Morocco, beginning today. She will attend the annual meetings of the World Bank Group and the International Monetary Fund, along with G20 FMCBG meetings. The annual meetings will be attended by finance ministers and central bankers from across the world. Finance Minister Ms. Sitharaman and RBI Governor Shaktikant Das will co-chair the fourth G20 Finance Ministers and Central Bank Governors meeting. India and Saudi Arabia have agreed to promote investments in the new and renewable energy sector. On the second day of his visit yesterday, Union Minister R.K. Singh held bilateral discussions with Saudi Minister of Investment Khalid Al-Fali in Riyadh. Mr. Singh invited Saudi business investors to invest in India in the new and renewable energy sectors like solar energy, wind power and green hydrogen. Tanzania President Dr. Samia Suluhu Hassan was today conferred with an honorary doctorate by Jawaharlal Nehru University for her pivotal role in fostering stronger India-Tanzania relations. Speaking on the occasion, Dr. Hassan expressed gratitude for the honor. She said this honor will forever be etched in their memory as it is the first award to her in a foreign country.
My heart is brimming with gratitude and my soul is humbled by the profound recognition bestowed upon me by this great university. Receiving an honorary doctorate is an extraordinary privilege that I accept with great pride and humility. I extend my heartfelt appreciation to Jawaharlal Nehru University.
Speaking on the occasion, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar said that it is a matter of great pride for India to confer the honorary doctorate on Suluhu Hassan by JNU. He said education and capacity building are important facets of India-Tanzania ties. Dr. Jayashankar said over 5,000 Tanzanian nationals have been trained in educational institutions in India. He said economic ties between the two countries have always been a strong pillar. He said despite the global disruption and challenges posed by the pandemic, the bilateral trade between India and Tanzania have witnessed strong growth from both sides.
India and Tanzania enjoy traditionally close and friendly relations marked by sound political understanding, regular high-level visits, diversified economic engagement, and strong people-to-people contacts. Our trade relations with Tanzania date back several centuries when traders from the western coast of India first traveled to East Africa along the maritime route for trade and commerce.
BJP workers today held protests against the Aam Aadmi Party in the national capital on the issue of liquor scam. They were holding placards and demanding Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's resignation. Delhi BJP President Virendra Sachdeva said the party will continue to hold Jan Jagran Abhiyan against the corruption of Aam Aadmi Party. On the reported Enforcement Directorate raids underway at the premises of Aam Aadmi Party MLA Amanatullah Khan, Mr. Sachdeva said investigation agencies will do their work. On the other hand, AAP workers also held protest over party MP Sanjay Singh's arrest. They raised slogans against the BJP. AAP MP Sanjay Singh was arrested by the Enforcement Directorate in connection with the Delhi excise policy case a few days ago. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alert. Women and Child Development Minister Smriti Irani today launched the Protocol for Management of Malnutrition in Children in New Delhi to combat acute malnutrition. This protocol will provide detailed steps for identification and management of malnourished children at the Anganwadi level, including decision-making for referral, nutritional management and follow-up care. Malnutrition occurs when an individual's diet lacks vital nutrients and energy needed for proper body function. It includes both undernutrition, causing stunted growth, and overnutrition, leading to obesity and related issues. Over 18 lakh accounts to a tune of over 11,000 crore rupees have been opened under Mahila Samman Savings Certificate 2023 across the country. Communication Ministry said the new scheme Mahila Samman Savings Certificate was launched on 1st of April this year. The two-year tenure scheme offers an attractive and fixed interest of 7.5% compounded quarterly. The scheme is valid for a two-year period up to 31st of March 2025. Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw today virtually inaugurated a 4G and 5G connectivity module production line at Manesar in Gurugram. Mr. Vaishnaw said that today's launch is a matter of great pride and it is in line with the government's effort for boosting the nation's telecom sector. He said India currently ranks as one of the top three ecosystem for 5G network. Principal Scientific Advisor to the Government of India, Ajay Kumar Sood, today inaugurated the Bharat NCX 2023. Addressing the event, Mr. Sood laid out the importance of digital public infrastructure protection, hardware security needs, and post-quantum cryptography. The second edition of the National Cyber Security Exercise 2023, Bharat NCX 2023, will be conducted as a hybrid exercise over a period of 12 days till the 20th of this month. The Interministerial Central Team led by Joint Secretary of the Ministry of Home Affairs, Anant Kishore Saran, will survey the affected areas of North Sikkim today and assess the damages thereof. Earlier speaking about financial assistance, the team said priority would be given to short-term and immediate requirements of the state. Meanwhile, the second day of evacuation process has begun, focusing on safely transporting stranded individuals from Lachung to Greenfield Airport. The first group, which included 17 tourists and two locals of Lachung, was successfully evacuated today. U.S. President Joe Biden has been interviewed by a special counsel as part of its investigation into his handling of classified documents. Spokesperson of the White House Counsel's Office, Ian Sam, said that the interview was conducted at the White House over 2 days, starting from Sunday till Monday. It was personally carried out by Special Counsel Robert Hur, who was chosen by U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland to lead the investigation. Mr. Hur was appointed after a separate investigation was launched into secret documents found at Donald Trump's home. Israel has claimed that it has re-established control over the Gaza border after Hamas terrorists broke through the barrier on Sunday. The Israeli military is also planting mines where Hamas had toppled the barrier during their weekend assault. This comes after Israel's latest round of airstrikes following Hamas threatening to execute an Israeli captive every time Israel bombed a Palestinian home without warning. The Israeli military has said that no terrorists have crossed in the past day. The death toll from the ongoing conflict between Israel and the Palestinian militant group Hamas has reached nearly 1,600 on both sides. According to different media reports, more than 900 Israelis have been reportedly killed, with at least 2,600 injured and dozens taken captive, while close to 700 Palestinians have been killed and 3,726 injured. Back home, Kerala Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan wrote a letter to External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar seeking intervention to ensure the safety of Indians, including Keralites, in Israel. He said around 7,000 Keralites are presently in Israel and their family members in the state are in extreme anxiety. He also expressed concern over the extreme hardships of civilians in Israel due to the continuing hostilities in the country. The Tamil Nadu government has set up a help desk to assist people from the state living or visiting Israel. In a statement today, the government said that it would render all possible assistance to those who need to come back to India. They can contact on following numbers 876-024-8625 and 994-025-6444 for getting help from Tamil Nadu Overseas Welfare Department. Today is World Mental Health Day. It is observed on this day every year to raise awareness and foster positive change about mental health. The theme for this year is Mental Health is a Universal Human Right. In ICC Cricket World Cup match between defending champions England and Bangladesh is underway at the Himachal Pradesh Cricket Association Stadium in Dharamshala. Bangladesh captain Shakib Al Hassan won the toss and opted to field. England were 333 for 6 in 46 overs when reports last came in. In the second match of the day, Sri Lanka have won the toss and chose to bat against Pakistan in Hyderabad. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to interact with India's contingent to Asian Games in New Delhi this afternoon. Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh holds talks with his Italian counterpart Guido Crosetto in Rome. The two countries sign agreements to promote defence cooperation. Women and Child Development Minister Smriti Irani launches protocol for management of malnutrition in children to combat acute malnutrition. Israel claims to have secured its border with Gaza after breach on Sunday. And in ICC Cricket World Cup, match between England and Bangladesh underway in Dharamshala. And with that, we end the midday news.